Thank you for joining us at Books as Bad as Twilight podcast. This podcast will discuss books that may or may not be as bad as the popular series Twilight. As can be expected, we will discuss the books in detail, so spoiler alert.
We highly suggest you read the book beforehand or read along with us. You can use the link in our show notes to purchase the current book we're reading. Also in our show notes are links to the Books as Bad as Twilight website and all of our social media pages. Quick shout out to our image designer, Katie Hartung. Her website is listed in our show notes at khartgraphics.com. khartgraphics.com.
Music at the beginning of the show provided by Gabe Miller Music. You can find him on YouTube, SoundCloud, and his website, GabeMillerMusic.com.
I'm not reading from anything.
I thought you were reading one sentence.
Nope, I am seeing if Lost in a Book is on Audible, who is coincidentally one of our sponsors. Hey!
Oh, that makes me think of Pee Wee Herman. It's like, what's the magic word? Audible!
You can't plug Pee Wee Herman during our Audible plug?
We could totally. Anytime you say Pee Wee Herman, I love Pee Wee Herman, man. Look, our bingo trip.
Oh, yeah.
No, we should have done. We should have taken a selfie with, like, our bingo, whatever they're called, those.
Stampers.
Yeah, stampers.
Yep, it's on Audible.
Woo!
For 7 hours and 19 minutes.
Oh, dear God. I mean, do what you want. Like,
oh, my God.
7 hours is too much for me. But then again, it probably took me longer to read it.
It's 4.5 stars.
Oh.
On Audible.
You know what?
Hmm.
I don't trust readers. I don't trust them. I don't trust them.
You all suck.
But, you know. Hey.
Well, these aren't readers, Danielle.
Right. Yeah.
They're listeners.
Oh.
On Audible.
Duh. So true.
I'm
yeah.
just going to say, keep saying it, hoping that you would start the first sentence or the head one. From our
I'm like, okay.
From Audible.
From Audible. Oh. Wow. I totally did not pick up on that. And I should learn better next time.
That's all right. My body language isn't the best.
It's all good. It's all good.
I want to find the 1 star on it.
I want to see how we can get this freaking Chromecast to connect.
Chromecast, why do you do this? Why don't you love us?
Aw, so true. It's loading. Okay. Come on. I feel like I should make the noise like Voldemort. Yeah. Oh, I like that. You know,
he's like he's honking.
I was gonna say, like, it kind of sounded like an animal, honestly. I wrote. I rode the new ride at Harry Potter World, the Wizarding World of Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
Escape from Gringotts.
How was it cool?
It was cool, but let me tell you, maybe I'm a spoil sport, but I don't think the rides are, like, that amazing. Like, I really like at Harry
Universal.
Potter. Yeah, Universal. Like, they're fine.
Uh-huh.
Like, they're great, and I enjoy them, but, like, they're just, they're good.
They're rides.
Yeah, like, I love going on them, but, like, people have told me that, like, the Harry Potter, like, I forget what the other one's called, Journey into Hogwarts, or
okay.
I forget.
You didn't go on that one, I guess?
No, I did go on that one.
Oh.
That one's in Hogwarts Castle.
Oh my God, Danielle, I'm so jealous.
Girl, one day,
mm-hmm.
we're gonna go there. Okay, when you go with Kevin,
mm-hmm.
no, that's fine. But then we're gonna go another time.
Did you see, the Harry Potter camp at Chestnut Hill?
I did.
2018 this summer.
Yeah, I did see that.
I didn't look into it.
Yeah, neither did I. But I did see it, yeah. Which we, you know what we should do? We should go to...
And record ourselves?
Yeah!
That's what I was saying.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. You know, obviously with work and stuff, we might not be able to go to the academic conference, but we could still go to the Harry Potter weekend. Because obviously last time, that just flopped. We need to make it work this time. We will do it. I promise. Because remember...
Just keep talking, it's fine.
Remember when we went the first time? What year? Was that 2015? That is crazy to think about.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah. Wow. And that was pretty good, but I feel like we didn't get to see as much of it. But then again, last time I went, I didn't get to see as much of it either.
Yeah, last year, it was packed.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe the amount of people that were there last year.
Yeah. Do you want a softer tissue?
No, this one's fine. I'm just rubbing my nose.
Oh, okay.
But I don't do well in crowds.
Me neither.
So that amount of people, I had a panic attack.
Oh, did you?
And yeah, we had to go down a side road. Yeah. I was like, I can't do this. I need to get out of here.
Yeah. It was interesting because obviously I went with Tanya and her daughter.
Yeah.
We did not, just circumstances, we didn't expect to have her daughter with us.
Yeah.
And... I wonder, they don't really have much for kids there. They do have some stuff, but when we were walking, like, there were times where, like, I legitimately was, like, because people were, like, cutting you off and stuff, and I'm, like...
It was very cramped.
Yeah.
But not, like, in 2015 when they had the tram going and traffic. So, I think they just need to do it in, like, the academic field or something like that. Yeah. Like, stick everything on the field, because that's all, it was all just vendors.
It was all vendors. Well, they do have a section where they have Quidditch players.
Yes, over in the academic field.
Is that okay? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how you feel. I'm not a huge
academic athletic. Why did I keep saying academic field?
I didn't even notice.
Athletic field.
Athletic field. I didn't even pick up on it. But
oh, way to go, Brittany.
You know what? It's okay. I didn't pick up on it.
Me
so...
talking about how I want to be more precise and articulate in speaking, I'm saying academic fields.
You know what? I'll just cut it out. Nobody will notice.
It's fine.
No, I won't cut out the academic field. I'll just cut out when you say, I'm kidding. I won't do anything.
I'm so confused.
I'm saying stuff and it's not making sense. So I'm just going to stop talking.
So let's dive in.
Yeah, let's dive in. We're discussing chapters 45 through 49 today.
Uh-huh.
So, spoiler warning. You will be spoiled up to chapter 49.
You will be spoiled.
You will be spoiled.
With wine and cookies.
Oh, yes.
And cupcakes. Pepperoni. And pepper.
It's just the food we have here.
Speaking of, I wanted to take a picture of all of our food.
Oh,
go
good
on.
Idea. So, real quick, before we begin, if you like the show, please consider giving us a 5-star review.
Ooh, where?
Particularly iTunes. I don't actually know. I probably should know this, but I don't know if you can actually review us on Google Play.
I don't know.
I don't
think... Maybe I should get Google Play and figure it out.
Yeah, there we go. We should probably do that because, you know, we're professionals. But anyway, you can definitely rate us on iTunes. So please be sure to give us a 5-star review. That would mean the world to us. And it helps people realize the potential of this podcast while also they're looking for podcasts to listen to. The more you rate and review it, the more people will see the podcast, will show up for them.
And the more we could build a community of people who hate Twilight.
That was a great sentence. And speaking of iTunes reviews, we are officially starting today in the release of this podcast episode, a giveaway. All you need to do is leave us a review on iTunes, preferably 5 stars. And once you leave that review and you've submitted it, be sure to take a screenshot and send it to us, preferably by email, but you can also send it to us in social media, Facebook, Twitter, what have you. And that way we will get that and you will automatically be entered into the giveaway to win a surprise book in the mail. So the giveaway is going on all the way till the end of June. So you have plenty of time to enter and leave us that glowing review on iTunes. So get to it. So for more episodes from us, you can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or our website,
which is?
Well, there's two ways of saying it, okay? There's Babette and
Bubba Tea.
There you go. Yeah.
You tricked me.
No, I wasn't trying to trick you. I apologize. I truly wasn't. Yeah, Babette or Bubba Tea. Bubba Tea, like rabbity, babbity, rabbity.
What?
This is just a tongue twister episode. Anyway,
but also,
what?
Today, guess what?
What?
We're sponsored by something and or someone.
Yes, we are. We are sponsored by Audible.com. So, listeners, today's episode is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/BABAT.
Nice.
Yeah.
No podcast, cool. Just BABAT.
Just BABAT.
Nice.
Once you go there, you can get a free trial and get a free audiobook on top of it. And, you know, you might want to get...
I mean, Lost in the Book is on it.
Yeah.
So read along with us.
Exactly. I think that's the best way to go. But, you know, it's your choice. But, you know, Lost in the Book, you should probably read along with us.
Yeah.
It's probably a good idea. So, and Audible has over 180,000 titles to choose from.
Oh my god, I wonder how many hours that is.
Oh my god, I don't know. That would be intense.
Well, this is 7 hours. We looked up the time.
Yes, it is.
So this is 7, and it's a short book, so can you imagine?
I know. Oof. You know, there's a book I have from Audible. It's called, I think it's called Disney War. I haven't listened to it yet. I think it's 23 hours long. I have a Washington book that's 40 hours, I think.
Whoa.
Yeah. And, well, needless to say, I've not listened to either of them. But I bought them on Audible, so there you go. And you can listen on your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Ooh.
I listen on my iPod, so.
Can you listen on the computer? I imagine so.
You can, yes. You can listen on your computer as well, which I have done. And what's nice is when you do it through Wi-Fi, it will remember your spot.
Oh.
So, like, I've listened on my phone. And then I stop and I go to my computer. I listen to my computer. So.
I'm going to have to get an Audible account now, don't I?
You should. I have Audible. I love Audible. So there you
I'm
go.
I'm too old for these things. I don't understand them anymore.
Well, you can also get courses on Audible. You know, the great courses.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I have great courses from there. Yeah. So,
cool.
Yeah. So anyway, once again, audibletrial.com/BABAT.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
All right, so moving on to chapters, what was it?
45
through 49.
So, we might be a little trippy on this episode because what we usually use is not working.
And I was also on Instagram having fun.
How dare you?
Sorry.
All right, here
go
we
ahead.
Go. One sentence summary. You want me to read it?
Yeah.
All right, chapter 45. We're all just marionettes for the 1% being strung along. Oh, it disappeared.
To our own discontent.
Oh, I love it. I love the rhyming, Brittany. It's great.
Oh, I didn't even notice they did.
Oh, with your face, I'm like, wait, does it not rhyme? Like, did I read that wrong?
I was like, what's rhyming in there? Percent discontent. See, I'm a genius.
You are.
No one appreciates
it. It's true, Brittany. You need to be more appreciated. You are a genius, and everybody should realize it.
I was laughing writing that one sentence summary.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, I just felt very stick it to the man ish.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Bring down the establishment, Danielle.
Ooh, yes. So, before we actually get into this chapter, I should say that this set of chapters is fairly short. It's like a back and forth, right?
Yes, but I love this set of chapters.
Okay, so we're going to get into this. This will be interesting.
I love them because it's getting dark.
It is getting dark.
And getting creepy.
I will, yeah, it is getting dark and creepy.
And
in a good way.
I don't know if you remember, but I had said in a previous episode how much I would have loved for this whole story to just be in Evermore.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's actually pretty creepy.
Right, yeah, I agree with you, yeah. And I do remember you saying that, so... Yeah. I did think of you when I was editing, actually.
Ooh.
So, but yes, so chapter 45, we see Belle trapped in Nevermore. The Countess is just...
She just revealed everything.
Yeah, last chapter, she spilled the beans. Well, she didn't spill the beans. She just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The beans have been spilled.
The beans have been spilled. She just continued to spill them.
And she said my favorite line so far.
What is that?
I am the breaker of all promises, Belle, the ender of all vows.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was right.
Bum, bum, bum!
The tension.
What was that impersonation?
It wasn't, but I thought tension. I thought tension was the wrong word, so the I was
tension.
Like, that's why I took a pause, because I was like the what.
That was tense.
Yeah, I still don't think tension was the right word, but you know,
it is. It is.
Is
though.
It okay?
Yeah.
All right. If you say so, then okay. I believe you.
Okay, I believe you.
Woo! Let's make up a song. Yeah.
That's
is that actual.
Oh my god, that's so funny. But you know what? I am tone deaf, so I was probably not singing it correctly.
Okay, well, I don't know it, so. You introduced me to some new music, so thanks, Brittany.
Kind of like Migo and Ross. Oh, also, anyone who stole my debit card today to go see Migo and Ross in, what, Connecticut, did I say?
Did you say? I don't remember you saying
Kentucky?
Saying
Kentucky? CT. Is that Connecticut?
Oh, that's Connecticut.
Connecticut on May 18th, 2018. Go fuck yourself.
Seriously. Oh, I did not know it was in Connecticut.
It was in Connecticut.
Damn.
So, shout out to Ticketmaster. They refunded my stuff right away.
Yes.
And I would love to see the faces on those individuals who bought the fast pass or whatever to get in there early, mm-hmm. like VIP section, whatever, to mm-hmm. go see Amigo and Ross. The looks on your faces when you're denied because they canceled your tickets.
Whoop.
Bitch.
Yes. I wish I could see the looks on their faces.
Oh, I'm so angry.
Yeah. I don't blame you. I'd be angry too, you know? And speaking of shows, this has nothing to do with the book.
I thought you were going to transition.
No, well, it does have to do with Beauty and the Beast.
Good.
When we were in Disney, we saw mm-hmm. they have a show there for Beauty and the Beast. But okay. they cut it down to 30 minutes, so they try to put the movie in 30 minutes. And
tiring.
It is. And every time I've gone there, and this is not a joke, every time they change it. So it's never been the same show.
Oh, that's pretty cool, though.
It is cool. Well, it gets worse and worse.
Oh.
So, like,
well, they're not cool.
Yeah. So, like, it is cool, like you said, that they keep changing it, but every time it's always, like, ugh. Like, I didn't like it to begin with, but my parents wanted to go. My brother's girlfriend was with us. She'd never been to Disney, so it's like, mm-hmm. okay, well, we'll go see it. I gotta be honest with you. It was so awful that we were cracking up. The Beast. So, first of all, Belle's father's not in it. She just, she gets to the castle and they have a narration over it. And they're like, and Belle arrived at the castle through, what was it? Mysterious circumstances.
Oh, no!
Oh! And what else did they say? The Beast, when he comes out, he's like, all he does is, roar! Roar! Like, it's, I'm like, okay. Like,
please tell me he actually just says roar.
He does talk, but most of the time he says roar. Like, and I'm like, I should have videotaped it, honestly, because then the objects are all people dressed up in the object costumes, so they're really big. So when they're singing Be Our Guest, it's just these weird looking objects dancing around Belle. And then at the death scene, like, we should have been crying, but we were laughing.
Oh, no.
And
oh, no.
But we were in the back, so I don't think we ruined anybody's time.
Oh, but, that's so funny.
But we were laughing just because he was. Because he just kept going, roar, roar. I don't know.
They are desperate.
Yep, and it was funny because, like, I don't know. It was just so bad. It was
gotta
like
make that money, Danielle.
Listen. Disney, you can do better, okay? You can do better.
Roar!
I mean, literally. Well, at one point, he didn't, like, when they sing something there. Like, literally nothing had changed. He just roared all the time. And then she's like, there might be something there that wasn't there before. And I'm like, did his roar change? Like, instead of being roar, it was like, meow. Like, or something like that.
That would be genius.
I would love. Why wasn't that
Can
there?
We go direct this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Anybody who's going to Disney in the near future,
Please go see
it. Yeah. And videotape it, please. That's probably on YouTube.
Oh, Raquel. You, my friend, Raquel. Oh, I nothing on the screen.
I'm like, what?
Go see it for me.
Does she work there or is she going?
She lives like 20 minutes away from Disney.
I am jealous. Mm-hmm. Very jealous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So speaking of roaring.
Yeah, speaking of roaring.
Bella's not having a good time.
No, she's
she
not.
She shouts, yes, through the portal. Why does she say that?
Where are you looking?
I'm literally on the first page of 45.
Let's see.
I got myself into Nevermore. I can get myself out, she said out loud. But how? The way you got in, perhaps? Yes, through the portal, she shouted.
I love when she said...
That's all, like... She's talking to herself.
I know. This Belle, she's loopy, okay? Belle's loopy. She literally says, this is in her head. She's like, you'll definitely die here if you don't stop acting like a ninny. And I'm like, oh, man. Shots fired on yourself, girl. I see it now.
She is having a panic attack.
She is, which I can totally understand. I mean, she's literally trapped in the realm of death.
Why is she singling out Lemire? I'm going to die here, she thought. My father, the Beast, Lemire, and all the others.
You know, there are many questions in this world.
Lemire's taken Belle.
Have you not noticed the sexual tension between them in this book?
Definitely between her and the Countess.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Bringing her back. Man. Oh, yeah.
So true. So true. I want to see more of that. No, look, let's be real.
I will
go
down with this ship.
You should. We will write a fan. You know, actually, when I was on vacation, I did.
Did you really?
I didn't write anything yet, but I...
You had a brain baby?
I did. I thought about it. I want to write this fanfic. I do. It won't be long. It'll be a short story, but girl, mm-hmm. I want to do this.
I agree.
I feel it in my heart. Okay.
I would ship that hard.
Me too. Be so good. But this is like you said, it's pretty terrifying, the mm-hmm. marionettes here. I mean, they basically like they're kind of just like falling all over the place. Like if I could read,
oh god, that was very chilling. Yeah, to me. Go ahead.
This is the final paragraph on my page 254. It says the things that had been the Countess's guests, marionettes, dolls, and mannequins, wandered aimlessly.
I highlighted it too.
Go ahead. Girl, some got caught in bushes and thrashed helplessly. One toppled into the stream. Another walked into a tree limb and knocked its head off. The head lay on the ground, eyes shifting from side to side, mouth a red O, while the body stumbled on.
That is terrifying.
It is terrifying.
That is so scary.
Yeah, it makes me think of like...
Ooh.
It is. It brings chills to you. It mm-hmm. makes me think of Pinocchio, like the animated Pinocchio. It's not like marionette. Well, I mean, he's a marionette, but yeah. At the end of that, when he's at Pleasure Island,
okay.
Have you seen Pinocchio?
It's been a very, very long time.
So you should watch it because it's interesting because they're at Pleasure Island and the boys are turning into donkeys, and it is horrifying. Like,
oh, thank you.
It's horrifying. Like the one like. I can't even, like, you just have to watch it, like, because it's just unspeakably horrifying. And that's what I thought of when I was reading this, like, kind of unintentional, horrific things.
I think it's meant to be intentional.
Do you?
Yes.
Do you think that people reading this, not us, obviously, but mm-hmm. maybe younger readers will get that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I do think it's meant to be terrifying, though, because...
It is, yeah.
Like, even the way she's described the very the first little paragraph of this chapter, mm-hmm. Belle's chest started to hitch, her breath coming in short little gasps. The fear was back, squeezing her lungs so hard she couldn't get any air. Mm-hmm. That's scary. Like, if anyone has ever had a panic attack, that's what it feels like.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't breathe. Your vision begins to get black at the side, like, around the edges. It's scary.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, when I read this chapter, I, like, everything... It's scary because it's such a change of setting. You went from this airy, fun... place where you're eating pears and there's dancing, and I'm imagining people with the white face with the white powder and the bright red lips.
Yeah.
And all very, very, like, classical looking to, boom, they are tattered. And everything just went black. Like, the filter went black. Complete contrast. That, if you've ever experienced stuff like that, that personally would be terrifying to me.
Same.
Especially the movements. Oh, God. Puppet movements are so scary to me.
They are, yeah. And just, and the very thought of, I mean, not just that, obviously, but being, like, trapped in the realm of death. Mm-hmm. Which, I don't know, does she realize that's where she's trapped now, in death's realm? I know they say it later, but...
They do say it later. I don't know if she realizes it's... Yeah. The Beetle mentions it in the upcoming chapter.
Right.
I don't know if it strikes her yet.
Right, okay.
She does know that this is a realm in which death created.
Yeah.
Because she repeated it countless times. But I don't think it's really clicked for her yet that this is... I'm going to jump the horse on this. Is that an expression? Jump the gun,
yeah.
The Beetle, and I forget what his name is. That's what
Lacanos.
Lacanos says something that's very terrifying. We will all end up here.
Yeah.
But not today.
Right.
Not if I can help it. That is so scary.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to end up in a place where there's marionette dolls scattered everywhere and, like, things, animatronic things trying to strangle me.
That's, you know, you just made me think of something. In this universe, mm-hmm. death, like, usually, typically, how death is personified is death takes you, but it doesn't take you to a place. It just takes, death takes you.
From
takes your
Earth.
Life. Yeah. But in this thing, it seems like death literally takes you to a place. So I'm wondering, like, are these marionettes simply marionettes? Because Otto...
isn't.
He says that she got him from Paris.
Yeah.
Minor spoiler. But, like, did she get him from the literal Paris and brought him into Nevermore, into Death's realm?
I don't know.
Yeah, so, and that's never explained, obviously.
Yeah.
But it would be none of it's explained, but it's interesting to think mm-hmm. about. Yeah.
And we were talking about, in a previous episode, how death is a topic which has to be breached gently with children.
Yeah.
Because you don't want, because death in... the most part is not a villain, it's a part of life. So to have the idea that this is where everyone ends up when they die,
yeah,
that's scary. That is very scary.
I don't know if when I was a child, and perhaps maybe, I mean, we were different children, I don't know if I would pick up on the weight of that.
We were different children?
Well, literally different children, right? Right? Let's be honest here, okay? We weren't the same child, okay? Don't misunderstand me, folks.
Catholic school, this is the imagery that we had.
Yeah, see, I grew up Catholic, too, but I didn't go to Catholic school. I mean, I did CCD, but I didn't pay attention at all.
Fire and brimstone.
Yeah.
Fire and brimstone.
Yeah.
Marionette dolls.
So reading this book for you as a child might have probably been a lot
different. Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
I mean, I'm trying to think what I never really read books that talked about, like, death in this way.
Mm-hmm.
Or really death at all. Like, I read Laura Ingalls books and American Girl books.
Yeah.
You know.
I didn't read when I was a kid.
No?
No. I didn't start reading until I was 10.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I read before that, too, but still, like, Laura Ingalls is...
about 10.
Yeah.
Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
I never read that.
Tiger Eyes. I've read a lot of Judy Blume.
You know, it's funny, because I don't think I've read one Judy Blume book.
Wow.
Which is weird. I really would like to read Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
Mm-hmm.
I want to read more by her.
Banned book. Careful, Danielle. They're coming for
banned
you.
Banned book.
Banned
yeah,
book.
Yeah, they're coming for me. Damn.
You know what book should be banned? This shit.
Yeah. Very true.
So, Belle is like, I need to find a way out. Mm-hmm. She's looking for things that are familiar. And she starts getting chased by these fucking marionette dolls and mannequins. And, like, their heads are swiveling. Their eyes are painted. And they found her. And they're chattering and clinking and stumbling towards her. Mm-hmm. And, like, pushing her into the summer house that's decrepit now. Right.
They basically will not let her leave. Because she tries to leave. She tries to run.
Like zombies.
Yeah, well, because they are kind of not paying attention to her until all of a sudden they see her running. And it's like they suddenly are like up and... It's very creepy. I know. It does, and you know, I will say this chapter does a good job of making you feel claustrophobic.
Yeah.
Because that's how I would... This would be terrifying. This is a nightmare.
And then she sees Henry.
She does.
She sees Henry. Mm-hmm. And he's all like... he's a marionette as well, but
and he hasn't. Well, I don't know if it's real. It's not confirmed or not. But Belle looks and sees that he has what looks to be a knife.
Oh, where's that?
Or a sword. Sorry, sword. I said knife. I meant to say sword.
Missed a sword. I'm looking for it. It
says Henry lunged. The tip of his sword stopped only inches from Belle's chest. But it says before that. Let me see if I can find it. The blade looked like wood that had been painted silver, but she couldn't be sure.
Okay. I think, well, you know what? It was probably a sword when the illusion was up.
Yeah.
Because it was easier for death to fake illusions with semi-real things.
Mm.
Which is why the marionettes looked like people.
Right.
And so his sword was probably a real sword in the illusion.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah.
And then we get a part, let me see if I can find it, because, so I know this isn't supposed to be funny, but, like, the whole imagery of this part kind of made me laugh, because when Henry is pushing the sword toward her, he basically, the way it's described is, he's putting this tip of the sword, like inches from her chest, and what she ends up doing is she turns around and runs back into the room, and I guess...
Into the summer house.
Into the summer house.
Closing the heavy door.
Yeah, and I just, like, the way I imagined it, like, I don't know why, but it just seemed, the tone, I don't know, just, it was weird to me. I don't know if I'm being, like, critical of when I say that statement. It was just kind of weird. It felt like I laughed when she ran in. Because it just was weird, like, because it says, like, with a cry, she turned and ran inside, so she sees the sword, and she's like, and then turns around, like, I don't know, that's how I envisioned it. I don't mean that as like a criticism, but it was just kind of weird to me.
I think it's funny that that's the way you interpret it, because that's not at all how I did.
Yeah,
I interpreted the same thing as how I would react.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that maybe I was more invested in this part than you, so you found the humor in it. And I was probably just more like, get away.
True, yeah.
So, 5 stars for this chapter for me.
I will say, look, I won't give it 5 stars, but I'm with you. I do think it was a good chapter.
Yeah.
Because I think it had descriptions that were really above what this book has given us before.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, like, just that, how terrifying it is and how I felt claustrophobic while reading it. So
good job.
Good job. Oh, wait. I clapped too.
I clapped too.
All right, shall we move on to chapter 46?
Yes, please.
All right, let's get this one sentence summary. Let's do this. Come on, Chromecast.
Nope.
It's trying.
I think I remember it.
Do you? It's just was... I picked out some fun pictures. Come on, Chromecast.
I'll laugh when they come up.
Okay.
46. Beast is finally working, and all the others finally realize that Belle is missing.
Mm-hmm. They finally realize. Finally. You know, this chapter, let me tell you, they're all whispering. Oh, yeah.
That's funny. Go ahead.
They're all whispering outside his door because they're, like, trying to say, like, oh, should we interrupt him? And, like, they're so loud. I'm like, all right, dummies, like, shut the F up. Like, just go in there and tell him. He can hear you. Come on now. These objects.
Difficulties are things that show people what they are.
What is that from?
That is what Beast translates.
Oh, is that what he translates? Oh, yeah. You're right. Yes. First, I was like,
in Greek? Is that Greek?
Has
the pi symbol.
I don't know what it is, but let's just go with it. Let's say
I'm saying it's Greek.
Okay. If you say it's Greek, then it's Greek to me. What's that from?
That is a saying, isn't it? When something's confusing, that's Greek to me.
Maybe.
I think so.
There's something, I think it's from Friends or something. But,
anyway.
Yeah, I
so,
there you go.
That's cute.
Yes, because I couldn't find any other photo.
Baby.
Yes, he looks like a very terrifying baby.
It is a very terrifying baby. It is a stuffed animal of the Beast from the newest movie. Because that's font from the newest movie.
It is. Huh. Yeah, Google Images, what it brings up, folks. It's pretty scary. Yeah. So this chapter, like you said, basically the summary literally summed it up this time around. The Beast is translating some stuff.
A philosopher's
thing. And the objects come into
It is Greek! Yeah!
The objects come in and they're like, oh, master, you know, Belle's in the library. And he's like, okay, like, what's weird about that? Like,
well, she didn't come down for her toasted cheese.
That's literally how it goes down.
How often are they eating fucking grilled cheese in this damn castle?
Yeah, it's
they literally have nothing else.
No, look, Brittany, toasted cheese is important. Don't laugh.
Well, they can't eat anything, so
that's true. They don't.
They probably just milk the goats, make cheese. Toasted cheese.
Mrs. Potts, she takes
that
seriously. She's a
shit chef.
She...
Wait, cake she's technically and toasted cheese is literally all they ate in this.
How is Belle not gaining a ton of... How are they... Well, actually, who else eats? The Beast. That's
the Beast eats.
So...
Has he only been having toasted cheese and cake for the past 10 years?
Oh, no. He'll have a heart attack before he...
Oh, no geez. Wonder why Belle eats so many things... In Nevermore.
There
she's
you go.
Starving.
That's right. Cake and toasted cheese.
And
that's not a healthy diet.
Macarons and poisoned pears. What was the other thing she ate? Oh, tea cake.
Tea cake. So
she has a fucking sweet tooth, doesn't
she?
She
does. This girl, sweet tooth.
I'm fat shaming
Belle. You know what? You know what, though? I love this characterization we're giving Belle. Like, this is just helping my fanfic, okay? It's all it's doing. So... So Mrs. Potts, let me see if I can find the actual quote, because it did make me laugh. She, okay, here it is. At which point, Mrs. Potts promptly started to sob. Something has happened. Something terrible. I'm sure of it, she wailed. Belle never turns down a toasted cheese sandwich. That just made me crack up.
Oh, God.
Did these...
They literally... Okay, hold on. I'm counting it. But there were toasted cheese sandwiches, she said. But he made toasted cheese sandwiches. When she didn't appear, I decided to take some sandwiches up to her. But they were toasted cheese sandwiches!
Oh my God. They are obsessed with toasted... Stop making toasted cheese sandwiches trying to happen. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, Mrs. Potts.
Like, come on now. No, you know, I guess they're really good.
I didn't realize they mentioned it like 3 times in this fucking
I thought
chapter.
It was only 2 until you just said 3. So, who knows? Maybe
I'm
there's more.
Wrong.
No, you were right.
Anyways.
So, yeah.
And then Cogsworth. It's like, it's all that Shakespeare. It's made her swoon. I'd wager she's lying unconscious on the floor with a copy of Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah. You know what, Cogsworth? Cogsworth of this book, I hate you.
How do you swoon over Romeo and Juliet? They die.
I know. Like, he's basically saying she swooned and then she died. Or, like, come on, Cogsworth. Like, get it together.
I hate everything.
Honestly. And I kind of, how did you feel about these? Because this part of the book, we have Nevermore, and we keep going back and forth. Nevermore Castle.
Oh, I hate it.
Right. Me too.
Well, also, when do we end these? Okay. So, the time jumps in this are inconsistent because Belle has been gone for a long time, and you know that because the three or four parts, the next like chapters until the end of the book.
Yeah,
I read ahead, readers. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I just want to finish this fucking book.
I understand.
So for the Beast, it goes, she's gone, and I'm spoiling the next couple chapters, but I want to show how much I hated this.
Right, yeah.
She's gone. They go to the library. They look for her. They pick up a ribbon that she's dropped, and she's back in the castle. Like, it's very quick.
Yeah, right.
And then Belle was in Nevermore. She gave the coin away. She discovered that it wasn't her. She met her father.
Right, right.
She traveled to the summer house, met her father, gave away the coin.
And the handkerchief or whatever.
And the handkerchief. Yeah. Discovered it was all fake. The world is collapsing around her. she's running away. Like, all this stuff happens. And I'm ruining the end. But she gets back in the castle.
I mean, did we had to know that was going
to
happen.
We had to like, know that was going to happen. But, like, that is she was in there for a good, like, 5 hours. At least 5 hours. And we learned before that their time, Nevermore's timeline and the castle timeline, they are at the same time because with Chip's birthday party.
Right, yeah.
So at least 5 hours. So she had to have been up there since breakfast, missed lunch, here comes dinner. No one checks on her this entire time.
I was
going
to say, like, this castle is supposed to be filled with servants.
Yeah.
Like, nobody.
Nobody. And we're saying at a minimum of 5 hours.
Right.
Minimum.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine how long it actually was.
Right.
Exactly. So that's what, you asked me how I feel? I'm spoiling a lot of things. That's how I felt, because I'm mad.
I mean, but honestly, like, let's just be real here. Mm-hmm. If you didn't expect or know that Belle was gonna get out of Nevermore, I mean, come on.
Sorry, predictable,
you know. But that, I mean, there's not much more to this chapter. I don't know if you have anything more to say about it.
What chapter are we on? I kind of skipped ahead when I was
46.
Was I in 47? I was 46. Yeah, that's it. They run to the library, and Beast is a little concerned because he realizes that, you know, Belle has been looking a little ill.
Yeah.
Maybe she is sick. Maybe she fainted. She hasn't been eating. She left all those fucking toasted cheese sandwiches everywhere. She hasn't been sleeping. Everyone knows she hasn't been sleeping. Yeah. So let's go see her.
Yeah.
He knocks on the door and no answer
no
at all.
No answer.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum, bum. All right.
So that's it.
Chapter 47. Would you like to read the one sentence?
Oh, sure. Belle gets chastised?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chastised by bugs. I wrote the fucking thing and I can't even read it. Bugs yell at her.
They do yell at her.
Bugs everywhere. Yeah.
They should yell at her. These bugs know what's up. Which, yeah. Okay, can I just comment real quick? These mm-hmm. bugs are described, like, they're larger than
yeah,
typical
but how
bugs.
Big are they?
Yeah, because, like, there's never once, like, a comment from Belle or the narrative that, like, this is really freaky. There's, like, all these, like, this huge bug.
They're big enough to spell out things on the tablecloth,
mm-hmm.
but small enough to be inconspicuous.
Look.
But big enough to be walking beside her.
No, look.
But, oh my god, I can't wait to bring up the one point. It made me laugh hysterically.
Is that in this chapter?
I hope so. Let me do a quick...
No spoilers, Brittany. No.
Anyways, go on what you're saying about this.
Well, okay. So, once again, we're kind of back in the scary realm of things. it is still pretty freaky, you know, because Belle, she's sitting in the room by herself, and she can hear, because the marionettes are trying to walk up the stairs.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
They can't get to her because they can't go up the stairs.
How about the description of the one?
Which one?
Is it in this chapter? Please tell me it's in this one.
Let's see.
Belle, are you there? I have to stop skipping around. there you are, foolish girl. No. No, it's not in this chapter.
Okay.
I'll read it when we get to it, though.
Okay.
Oh, I hated it.
Yeah. It's, yeah. and so there's this, so first of all, one thing, I don't know if it was mentioned before, but I know, I don't think we've mentioned it, that Belle is now covered in words.
Mm-hmm. We haven't mentioned that. Okay. I don't think we even
talked
about it once.
No. So that's...
She's becoming part of the story, Danielle.
Oh, right.
Death's story.
Sorry. It's really deep and interesting. My bad.
It's binding her to the world, though.
Yeah. And I think it was kind of cool. It says that she's fading, and the first thing I thought of was Back to the Future.
Oh, really?
But I don't, obviously, that's not how she's fading. I think it's, she's just fading in color, correct? Like,
it said she's fading and said her dress is now look dull. And her brown boots looked colorless.
So that's what I'm assuming. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, fine. I don't really have an opinion on that. Mm-hmm. Whatever. And then, okay, so she realizes that, like, she's trying to think of ways to get out.
Yeah.
And then she thinks of Lucanos.
Mm-hmm.
And so she calls out to him. And my question, and he comes to her aid.
Yeah.
And my question is, like, so where was he that he heard her? You know, was he just nearby waiting for her to ask for help, or was he ignoring her? Like, did he know? Because clearly,
I think it might just be coincidental that they popped at the same time, because the spider doesn't know her.
Well, we meet the spider before.
We do, which is strange, because then Lucanos is like, yes, Aradne, whatever.
Aranae,
I'm quite certain she's the girl who sees with her heart.
Oh, God, yeah.
So, like, but they knew her before. Does she look...
Maybe he was saying
maybe
that...
Maybe she's fading?
Well, I think it's because, so right after that it says, let me see if I can find the quote. So I think it's because they are saying she sees with her heart. Well, she sees with her heart, then why didn't she see through the Countess? I think that's what it's getting at. So maybe, like, Aranae is saying, is she really... I mean, that's what I don't know, to be honest. I think it's kind of dumb, but I think that's what the book is getting at.
Okay.
So I don't think it's saying that Aranae doesn't know her. I think it's just saying, like, are you sure this is... Maybe.
Well, this is a fine mess, I must say. Lucanos declared. Aranae chattered questioningly, pointing to Belle. Lucanos said, yes. I can't say her name. Aranae, I'm quite certain she's the girl who sees with her heart. So the spider's pointing.
Right.
It's like, is that her?
Yeah, that is her. Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
No.
But maybe because she is covered with the words of Nevermore and she's fading and...
Look.
So
we could try
to
explain this all day.
Yeah.
It's just a little... I agree. It is kind of weird because they definitely met before. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on there. And can I just say, I hate that line. She's the girl who sees with her heart. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, ugh.
It's that, it's being pounded again.
Yeah.
So we're not going to get into that.
No. So, I'm trying to think. Part of this section is Belle. So basically, Lucanos tells her that, she says, where is my home?
Yes. Him.
And he says home. He points to her heart. And so she starts thinking of the people that are in her heart. And it kind of, this kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Not the whole message of it, because there is something, I guess, to be said about that. But just the fact that, like, we have our character who is supposed to have an arc related to her heart because of her falling in love with the Beast. It's so similar to the arc that she goes through with him that it's strange to have her experiencing it kind of now.
Yeah. Can I point out 25 people highlighted that part? He touched the tip of his leg to the place over Belle's heart. It's here, foolish girl, he said. Home is all the people, all the places, and all the things that you love. You carry it with you wherever you go. Don't you know that?
Look. God, I don't... Okay, let me just be honest here. I don't like Lucanos or Aranae. Actually, I like Aranae.
I don't like that Aranae doesn't have any speaking.
Me too. I think that's BS. It's such BS.
Suppressing the women's voices.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, Aranae, like, why doesn't she talk?
Why doesn't she talk? Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, I do like Aranae.
I don't mind Lucanos.
I just don't like this whole snarky attitude he has. Like,
I like it.
look, I like snarky, right? I like sassy. I like sassy Harry from Harry Potter. Sassy Harry. But I guess, like, I just, like, one thing I was thinking about is, like, one something that doesn't work a lot with these, with not only these chapters, but later chapters, mm-hmm. is the fact that we have a lot of characters being implemented into the story at this point that we just don't know that well.
Yeah.
And
agreed.
I think, like, I could like Lucanos if he had been more present in the book. That would require a lot of plot shifting. It would not be the same book. So I don't know, you know, make of that what you will.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's just something, like, I just don't care. I guess, like, I listen to him talking and I'm like, God, like.
Who are you?
Yeah. I'm just, like, it's annoying. But I, so I think there is an appeal there. I don't have an attachment.
It's not for you.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah.
I don't like this one exchange with him.
Okay.
When he asked, don't you know that? She thinks of all the places. The roses. Skating with Beast. Mrs. Potts humming. Which is weird. Chip's young laughter, but... I do now, she said, opening her eyes. We all make some mistakes. The danger... lies in letting those mistakes make us what? Like, that's what I would say too. Like, are you make trying to be philosophical? Make us what? Make us believe we can't put things right. Make us think there's no hope. Make us give up. How was she supposed to get that if she didn't ask you to clarify?
Yeah. You might want to be a bit more specific, Lucanos. I really hope I'm saying that right.
Neither do I. Oh, well.
Yeah, you know. But, yeah, I agree that it's one of those weird context things again. Like, if she hadn't asked, what would have happened? Like,
exactly.
It's weird. The only other thing I have to comment on in this chapter is at the very end. And let me see if I can find it. Oh, so it says, it's on page 267, 268.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, let's see. Okay, so I think it's Lucanos talking where he says she lied, meaning the Countess lied.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the things in it, the marionettes, the ruins, the grounds, were enchanted to deceive you, but Nevermore itself is a realm. Death's realm. Death's realm.
There you go.
It's a place of unbecoming, of rot, decay, and ruin. And I, look, the lines are a little cliche, but I like that a lot still.
Yeah.
Like, I just, because... despite all the missteps in this book, I do like that. I think it would be cool if this was explored more. Death's realm.
Like, I 100% agree.
Yeah. Oh, that would be so cool. But yeah, that's all. I don't know. What do you have any other points to make?
No. The last line makes me laugh because what happens in the coming chapter.
Yeah.
Then the three huddled together and started to make a plan.
God.
And I'll explain why that's funny to me in the next chapter.
Okay, I look forward to
it.
The next episode.
Next episode.
Is it next? Or I'm sorry. We have,
I was going to say, we still have two more chapters to go.
For some reason, I was thinking we only had one. So, I laugh at that part because I think of, like, her huddled together with these. In my head, pictured two giant bugs, and I'm, like, a giant spider and a giant beetle.
It's funnier if you imagine them small.
Oh, my God.
She's on the ground, like, just scoot next to
this. Dude, this is why I hate this version of Belle, because, once again, she's crazy.
She's absolutely insane. Like, hey.
What?
But you know what else is crazy?
What?
The fact that you get 30 free days off of Audible.
Whoa, yes you do.
How do you do that, Danielle?
Well, you can go ahead and visit audibletrial.com/BABAT. And there you can get a free 30-day trial to audible.com, which means that you get some audiobooks. It's kind of nice. Mm-hmm. You get one free audiobook with that subscription. And, you know, you might want to... get lost in a book
with us.
But yeah, and read with us. But I'm thinking we should recommend some good books or books that we're currently reading. So what could you recommend? Reading.
Oh, Danielle.
You can do it. I believe
I do.
You.
Okay. Because I love the voice acting mm-hmm. in this, the Harry Potter series.
Great.
I think it's fantastic listening to it through Audible, because it makes it so much more magical listening to someone who is able to do the voices and really put you in a different zone than reading it yourself or watching it.
Definitely.
On Blu-ray or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a lot more magical listening to it.
I've never listened to...
He is phenomenal. I forget the name of him.
Yeah, so do I.
The British guy that does, like, everything.
Is it the British... See, I wasn't sure which version, because I've listened to Stephen Fry.
Is it Stephen Fry?
But I don't think that's the one on Audible. It's somebody else.
I don't know. Audible.
Either way.
Tell us.
Either way, you're going to enjoy
it. We don't do research.
Yeah. Well, speaking, we're going with voice acting. I'm going to recommend a book that I'm not a huge fan of, but I know a lot of people are, and the voice acting is incredible on this Audible version. American Gods by Neil Gaiman. So there is a whole voice cast for this book.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not just one person. It's like several people.
Is it like a audio graphic novel? Did you ever listen to one of those?
No.
That's intense.
Really?
They don't read it. Like, they edit it. So, excuse me. It's like a graphic novel, not like a book.
Okay.
So, you know, when you read a book, it goes in and describes like the dresses and the settings and how the people's emotions.
Yeah.
And like the sounds of a battlefield or whatever. They will literally just put the sounds in.
Of a battlefield. Oh, that's cool.
Because they have to edit the story.
Right.
So that it reads better of just, like, it's a lot of dialogue.
Yeah.
The sounds in the background and some narration. Mm. It's pretty
cool.
That's
really cool.
But anyways, go on about book recommendation.
Well, so it's not like that, but it doesn't have sound effects. It's just the voice acting.
Okay.
But yeah, it's really
American
good.
Gods.
Gods, yeah. And like I said, like, I'm personally not a huge fan of the book, but just like the art of listening to it, I guess.
Yes.
Like, I loved it. I loved listening to the voice actors. I thought they were incredible. So I would definitely recommend that one if we're going on voice acting stuff.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, so.
Is that anything else you have to follow?
So once again, please visit our link. audibletrial.com/BABAT, and you can pick from over 180,000 titles on Audible, and you can listen on your iPhone, your Android, your Kindle, MP3 player, on your computer, wherever. It's great. So
are we going to put that in our show notes, the link?
Yes, we will definitely have a link in the show notes. Sweet. It's also on our website, so you know, you will never be short of finding a way to get your free trial to Audible. And, like I said, a free audiobook.
So do it. Time.
Yes, please do it. All right. So let's
get lost in our own book.
So chapter 48.
48. Why doesn't the Beast have a key to his own library?
Who knows?
What this whole chapter is?
I mean, go ahead. I think I know you're going to say.
Beast is going to bust down a door.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That is the entire chapter, ladies and gentlemen.
I remember when I first read this, I was like, when is it going to happen? Like, we're just prolonging the event. Like, just get to it, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
well, it's freaking out. Oh, okay. I didn't realize this was such a short chapter.
It's very short. That's the thing.
I thought he was pounding on the door a little longer.
It feels a little longer. Look, okay? It's very, it's just a lot of, like, and then he pounded on the door, and then he said this,
and then pain he said shot that. Through.
Yeah, and then
and he ignored that pain.
You know, look, I can't deal with this.
This is a one-star chapter.
I mean, yeah.
It is sure. Hot garbage.
It is. It really is. It's just, it's kind of like, these chapters in the castle are so pointless.
I hate going back to the castle in this book.
Which is a shame, because I think the castle has a lot to offer, but you're right. The parts with the castle easily are the... I think you'll agree with me saying that the parts in Nevermore in this book easily outrank the castle scenes.
Oh, 100%.
Like, get rid of all the castle stuff and just have Nevermore.
Throw those cheese sandwiches out the window. Feed them to the chickens.
Exactly.
The most eventful thing that happens at the castle is that they go ice skating.
And they don't even describe
it. So boring.
They didn't even describe it to us.
They didn't even describe the taste of the chocolate.
Yeah. They just told us how, like, they had a lot of fun.
I'm having a cupcake.
I actually.
Do you want one?
Yes, please. And I think, you know what we should do? We should just keep talking while we're eating the cupcake.
Oh my God, I'm going to sound so fat.
Me too.
Here, I already sound chunky because my cheeks are so large. I noticed that listening to our other episodes.
God. That is such an interesting detail.
You know when you like listen to someone, you can tell that they're fat.
Can you?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah,
I can.
Really?
And so listening to my own voice, I'm like, oh my God, I'm like 1,000 pounds.
See, so I don't get that at all. Look, no? Girl, I was listening to a podcast the other day, and this woman was like saying that she was heavier, and I thought I'd never seen her picture, except her, she's in like the podcast art, but it's like a drawing, so like, I don't really know what she looks like. Mm. So I was like, it's just interesting how like you perceive people in your head, like, but then when you actually see them, like, I know there's several podcasters that I listen to that I actually see them and I'm like, wow, I did not picture them like that at all.
Yeah.
So that's interesting that you say that.
Oh my God, I sound so fat.
I don't think so.
Well, thank you.
I think you sound wonderful. I'm going to sound fat right now. Mm. You ready? Let's do this. All right, here
we go. I'm already eating.
So good. Oh my God, this is amazing.
Where did you get these?
Giant.
Oh, thank you, Giant.
Thank you, Giant. Some people in the world will not know what Giant is, I don't think.
It's a supermarket.
It's a supermarket. Yes.
So, Beast broke down the door. That is all that happens in 48.
Look, you know, there's a line that I just want to talk about in 48.
Oh.
Okay?
Actually, really?
I'm annoyed by it. Okay?
Go ahead.
And let me see if I can actually
find it. The whole...
Well, you know what? It's easily skippable. Mm-hmm. It's basically a page long, because this is what it looks like in mine. So it's basically a page.
That's mine.
My God. So it is a page, yeah. Oh, that's intensely bad. So on page 269 of my version,
it says
she was far too considerate. That's why. Let me see if I... Okay, here it is. I found it. Because I see how I put Belle in.
Yeah. That Belle will never let her... What? Go ahead. Okay. What's your...
So the line says, Mrs. Potts had been right when she said that Belle hadn't been herself lately. But he knew, meaning the Beast, knew that Belle would never do this. Lock herself in the library and leave them all to wonder and worry. She was far too considerate to do something like that. And I know it's a little line, but can I just say, like, that I read that and I hate that that's, like, something that's saying she was far too considerate to do that to them. Like, as if consideration has any place in this narrative right now. Like, as if that's a trait that's very valuable, that she's considerate enough to let them know where she is at all times. Do you get what I'm saying?
No. Can you explain?
Like, I don't see the purpose of saying that Belle would be considerate enough that she...
wouldn't lock the door.
Yeah, like...
she wouldn't let other people worry about her.
Yeah, like, just playing into this, I guess, this fake persona of... I guess it's playing to, like, the Disney princess thing of, like, what a Disney princess looks like. That she's considerate. That she's, like, the perfect person.
She makes decorations.
Yeah.
And tucks teacups into bed.
Yeah, and it's, like, she's... like, the fact that he says she's far too considerate to not tell us what's going on. Like, as if that... like, as if that had any place in what's going on here right now. Like...
it's funny that that's what... that... that's your interpretation. For me, reading that, it's irony, situational irony.
It is a little, yeah.
Because she wasn't considerate.
Right.
But we know that. The Beast doesn't.
Yeah.
So it's funny that you saw it the other way, as it putting her on a pedestal in which she doesn't belong, because it's making it her, like, unrealistic. From what you're saying, that's what I'm gathering.
Yeah.
Versus what's actually happening in this world in the form of irony. So it's interesting, the different interpretations of it.
Well, I was going to say, too, so it's interesting you said that, because I didn't think of it until you said that, but now that you have, like, I think you are right. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's a lot of points in this novel where I think that things are stated. But I don't think, like, when we look at it and we're like, oh, it's irony or it's this or it's that. I don't think that the text often gives us examples. Like, I think us, we're adults, we can read it that way because we do have a certain experience, like, with reading books. Like, there's just something that, you know what I'm saying?
I do, yeah.
And I think that there's a, looking at the text itself and not our outside perceptions. I think there's a lot of times where we're reading into things. And I know, like,
You don't think that the book was smart enough for it to be irony?
Maybe not smart enough, but just, like, I just don't think that the book's aware.
It wasn't intentional.
Right, because I do think when you said irony, I'm like, oh, that actually works. But honestly, I can't tell you how many times I've read a bad book and people give excuses where they're like, oh, well, this is why. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, but does the book actually, like, does the narrative...
That's funny, because that's irony within itself. Unintentional irony is irony.
We have just... Oh, man.
That's
yeah,
funny.
It's just, like, so... Because, yeah, like, what you said, like, that makes sense. But I don't know if the book realizes it.
Yeah.
But we... Like, so what you just said, like, that, we realize it. Mm-hmm. And that'd actually be cool, but I don't know if the book realizes it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And, again, that's a definite nitpick, so I guess I won't dwell on it. But it's just something I noticed.
Yeah.
So I guess we can move on, unless you have anything else.
I have nothing else to say.
From the one-star chapter, you know.
One star. Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Speaking of fat shame.
Yeah. This is the best picture I could find, honestly, for fat shame.
How do you say his name?
Lucanos, I think. Lucanos. Or Lucanos.
Lucanos. Fat James Bell in this chapter.
So.
Did you catch what I mean when I wrote that one sentence summary in this?
I'm not sure, actually, now, like, because I didn't read the chapters before I read your summaries. I read your summaries first. Actually, I'm not sure, but tell me.
It was the one part where, it's the second paragraph of this. He's on the windowsill, two of his spiky black legs crossed, two more folded across his chest. He stroked his chin with his fifth leg, and the sixth one waved in the air as he spoke. The food you've eaten helps bind you to Nevermore. You swallowed both of those sweets and that pear, which, I'm sorry to say, was really a pomegranate. The way he said, like, you swallowed those, like, you engulfed those.
You shoved those down your throat.
You fatty.
I mean,
come on,
though.
Did you even taste it, though? My God.
I seriously wonder if she did taste that. I mean, because she ate that whole pear.
Her eyes rolled backwards.
Yeah.
When she ate the macaron.
Yeah.
So she tasted that and it rolled back in pleasure.
God. Belle.
Yeah.
Belle.
But we know the professor barely tasted anything. He had eight of those pears.
That's true. He really liked fatty. Those. Yeah, fatty. We're just going to fat shame the rest of the book.
Yeah, everyone's fat.
Yeah, everyone's fat.
Mrs. Potts fat. Chip is fat.
I mean, let's be honest here. We don't know.
Cheese sandwiches. You gotta eat. And cake.
That boy, look, children need to eat a certain diet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's not getting 50, his nutrients.
50% grain, a quarter protein, and a quarter... What is it? What's the other one? I'm trying to think of...
I know what you're talking
Obama's
about.
Plan.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Somebody knows. We'll link it in the show notes, hopefully.
No, we won't. We won't remember.
We will, Brittany.
Anyway.
Usually when I listen to the episodes, if something comes up, nice. I write it down.
Good job.
So, thank you. I'm so proud. All right. So, anyway.
Okay. This is what... Call back to the chapter before, like, two chapters ago when I said this is what's going to make me laugh when they're all huddled together coming up with a plan. You know what their plan is? Getting the things back.
Yeah, okay, so look. Look.
Wow, that is an intense plan, guys.
Guys, this... I agree with you, because when I read this chapter, I'm like, are you freaking serious? Like, that's where we're going? We're just getting the stuff back. Like,
no, you can't regurgitate the things right. that you've had, so let's get the objects back.
Right, right.
That is what they came up to as they were huddled. Also, they were huddled, and then he was standing upright on the windowsill.
Right.
So where were they huddled?
I don't know. It makes me think of, are you familiar with the show Friends?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you know, there's in season 3, I don't know what episode. I'm a little late. But, in season three, the Thanksgiving episode where they play football.
Okay, yeah.
And they go to huddle, and Phoebe's like, oh, it's my first huddle. And so what do you guys really think of Chandler? I love
them. That's so funny.
Look, I'm a big Friends fan. I can recite things,
I like
okay?
Phoebe.
Me Phoebe. Too. Phoebe Buffay. I love her. But yeah, that's what I thought of when you said huddle, like mm-hmm. just now. I didn't think of it before, just now. so let's see. I don't have much to say. I'm trying to find Aaron.
Also,
go ahead.
Funny. She talks about, he says, you ate all those sweets, you swallowed them.
Yeah.
And it's a pomegranate. It's the food of the dead.
Yeah.
And recites, like, the Greek mythology of it.
Yeah.
I'm doomed. We're all doomed. Oh, this is it. We're all doomed. We're all going to find ourselves here one day. That day isn't today if I can't help it.
Right.
And then he yeah. says, she said there's yeah. nothing we can do about the food, so stop talking
That's
about
what
it.
I was going to say. That's just what I was going to say. Yes, I'm so glad Hello. You said that. That is hilarious.
We like, went from food to serious to food again.
Seriously.
So shut up about it.
But you know what? I wrote, yeah, I agree. Because honestly, why are we still talking about this? Just get a move on. Like, when I read this chapter, like, honestly, this whole end of the book easily mm-hmm. could be like a few chapters.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when I was reading this, I was like, oh, my God. Like, just get out of there. Hurry up.
Ugh.
Okay, I just got a panic attack that we weren't recording, but we are.
Ooh, that
oh, man.
Sucked.
That would have sucked indeed. But yeah, and there is a part where I'm trying to see the context. Okay, so they're talking about the plan, and Belle, I guess, wants to outsmart Death. Or the
Outfoxer.
Outfoxer, sorry. Yeah, you're right.
How
Outfoxer.
Dare you?
I know. Duh. Come on. You didn't hear this, folks, but I just hit myself in the forehead. Anyway, so Locano says, so you're saying that we need to outfox Death? And then Belle nods, and he's like, Death, Belle. And it's interesting because, like, they keep going back and forth in these plans. Like, he's making fun of her for her plan, mm-hmm. and then he's like, or he's on board, and then he's making fun of her. I'm like,
yeah.
Hey, just come up with a plan. Just go forward. Just do it.
I wonder
like,
how long they were in this huddle for.
I watch like it's like 2 days. Like, I am kind of hungry. No, Belle.
No,
do
Belle.
Not eat something else. Like,
but they have cheese sandwiches.
I really
They're
like
my
them.
Favorite. I never miss a cheese sandwich. Ask Mrs. Potts.
Yeah. It's so true.
Oh, but God.
Yeah, so
I thought, well, I highlighted the last two sentences.
Yeah.
No more dilly-dallying. Time is not on our side. Let's go pay court to the king. Now, I know it was at the beginning of a sentence. That's why time was capitalized.
Mm-hmm.
But how interesting would that be if time was a character?
I know.
And time isn't on their side. So time plays with death and not love. And like, ooh.
You know what? Oh my gosh. That time would have been a great villain. Because time is like a thing with like, you know, time coming up to the curse. Time messes with her.
Oh, that would have been so good.
Okay, you know what? I'm not going to write a fan fiction about that. I mean, you can write it, but I'm doing... Look, Belle's got to fall in love with Death.
That's
look,
true.
I
well, actually, I am writing a... It's not related to this at all, but
okay.
Like a cute little... Not cute. It's actually quite terrifying.
Yeah.
But a story about a boy who time forgot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I'm personifying time in it.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably way better in this book.
I hope so. Absolutely. Just a little short story.
That's exciting.
And I'm putting it to a sailor's chant, like a song.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, I'll show you later.
Okay. I'm very interested. Easily better in this book. I already know it. I'm calling it.
Oh my God. We're at the end of this episode.
We're at the end. So, yes, that is the end of our episode.
That's actually a good place to end.
It is actually a good place to end.
I know. Good job, us.
Yes.
Unintentionally doing it.
We did it on purpose, folks. It's fine. Don't listen to what we're saying right now.
So, end notes. What happened here? She found out that she was in the realm.
Yeah.
And everything's crashing apart. Beast is like, my love, but it doesn't say my love, and crashes through a library door.
Mm-hmm.
And Belle is like, let's steal the objects back.
That was a good summary.
Thanks.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Thanks. You know? And yeah, that's what happens. So you heard it here first. First.
No one else read it. No one else heard of this book.
I don't think.
We are breaking ground here.
I think we are. Look, I looked it up. I don't think there's any podcast that talks about this book like we do. So just saying.
There's no reviews on this book either.
No.
Book hasn't even been written yet.
No. Oh, so
first
true.
First here.
Yes. First here. You heard it here literally first. I mean, we can make that claim, right?
I think so.
Right? It's like copyright or whatever. I'm just going to stop talking. Anyway, next episode, we're going to be reading the next 5 chapters of this book, which are 50 mm-hmm. through 54.
Ooh.
So that's 5 chapters. I know it doesn't seem like it, but 50, 51, 52, 53, 54. So there you go. And
good math.
Thank you. I like to help people out when I can. Where can they find us on social media?
Well, they can find us on Twitter, mm-hmm. on Facebook.
Yeah.
We have both a page and a group.
Woo.
They can find us on Instagram and Goodreads. And we also have a Gmail.
We do.
And all that stuff is on our website.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the website?
It is Bubba Tea or Babette. podcast.com.
Spell it out, Danielle.
B-A-B-A-T podcast.com. Yay! I wasn't in cheerleading, so you can probably tell.
Give me a B. And we're not
B.
gonna go
the whole thing. I'm like sitting here, I'm like, do I do that?
Do I give a B?
Give me a B.
I have a Q. But where can they listen to us, Danielle?
Well, they can listen to us on iTunes,
ooh.
Google Play,
ooh.
Stitcher, and our website,
which is
BubbaTeaPodcast.com.
I forgot we did that.
I was like, did we? Did I make that up in my head?
Okay, we're tired. We should go.
We are tired, yeah.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye, everyone. Can you hit the record button?